and so many people doing such an extraordinary amount of work over this bushfire crisis from many different areas. And obviously we've spent a lot of time talking about our incredible fireys, but also the emergency services personnel as well have been stepping up to and doing an incredible job to keep us safe.
Oh yeah, and massive hours, like they're pretty well working around the clock, and people aren't getting a lot of sleep, but they know that, you know, they just need to be there to help. One such person is our mate, copper Paul Marshall. Hello.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. So the Victorian Police, obviously the New South Wales Police are doing an incredible job as well. But, I mean, there are hundreds of police in our region and coming from further south in the state as well, yeah?
Yeah, correct. We've been very fortunate to have the support of basically, yeah, police from around the state. They've been bussed into our region, and because we've got basically two major incidences occurring. We've got the one up there towards Corryong, and then also the ones up towards Myrtleford and that. So there's definitely been a lot of support from our friends in Metro, and it takes a bit of pressure off the local guys. But look, it's a bit chaotic at times with so many around, but it is appreciated that they are here.
Now, Paul, obviously you guys would be instrumental as far as roadblocks and directing people for evacuations and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, one of the things we've been trying to let people know is since Black Saturday, we've realised that you're getting in early and getting people out and keeping the roads safe, and if that means blocking them and closing them, then so be it. So some people have just got to understand that, yeah, we do close roads, and it might be an inconvenience, but it's there for everybody's safety, the public's as well as emergency services. For example, the Barrandoodle one the other night, we closed part of the Cooper Valley Highway, and that was to keep our friends, the fireys, safe, because they were having to travel up and down there and check for spot fires and the like. So we want to keep them safe as well.
Yeah, the coordination must be incredible between you and other emergency services.
Absolutely. And look, that's where we're privileged here on the border. We've all got a very good relationship. We all see each other down the street and have a coffee and give a wave. So when we turn up for major events like this, we're not strangers, thankfully, and we all work together very, very well. And look, I think the fact that we're protecting our own communities and our own friends and family does that certainly add an extra layer of coordination and importance to it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the other thing, Paul, that people might not realise, and we mentioned it at the outset of our chat, that you've got people from all over the state coming here. So a lot of those personnel who might be on roadblocks and the like aren't overly familiar with the area, and they may not know other roads if people are asking them questions about alternatives and that sort of stuff.
Oh, spot on. Couldn't be any truer. Look, and even just in the coordination of it with the police, we try and give them as clear a detail as possible as where you can go and how to get out, and we do try and pass that information on so they can pass it on to the public. But yes, you're right. Look, there's just some times that they don't know, and it's funny hearing some of them try and pronounce some of our local names of Thougla and Tangamalanga, and
yep.
Look and go, that's not a real place. No way, that's a real place.
Oh, we can sympathise with that, Paul. There are places with all the emergency warnings that we've done over the past few weeks, places that we've not heard of in the area, really tiny little towns and areas. So, yeah, I can imagine.
Just on a personal note, I did want to say, just for you guys and the Triple M network, thanks for all of the support you guys have given us and getting all those emergency messages and just, you know, supporting us. And it does give everybody just that little bit of extra pep to get out there and do what we're doing.
Yeah, no worries. And just a word or two on the VRA as well, because you're not only part of the police force, but you're the Albury Border and Border Rescue as well. Yep. You do a lot for them. And you guys have been out and about doing a lot too.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we do what we can where we can. We support. We've been supporting the RFS quite a bit, running welfare runs up to Gingellic and the like, and Tumutin, and we've had guys on the ground at the fire control centre assisting with communications and logistics there. And look, those guys are all volunteers when they do that, and myself, and I've been up there to Cudgerall when we did a relief run for them. So, our guys do that out of the goodness of their heart and just the spirit we get off the people and the thanks. And, it's a good thing.
Fantastic. Paul Marshall, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. You always sound so upbeat, and we know that a lot of the time you don't get a lot of sleep. So thanks for everything that you do, and all the people that you work with are absolutely sensational.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for all the support you've always given us. Thank you.